exile. I make beats, I rhyme, I do graffiti. Out here in LA.
Do you want to describe your music?
Hip-hop, electronic, DJ Pooh, Dilla, Battle Cat, Radiohead, Bug Out, Touch Me on My Pants, Woman.
How did you get started producing and making beats?
Going to roller skating rinks as a youth and hearing like electro and stuff like that and seeing b-boys and just being interested in it. Michael Jackson, a little bit, and Fat Boy and all that. I started beatboxing first, and then I got this home stereo system where it has like the tape deck on the bottom and a turntable up top, and you can press the buttons to hit, you know, tape or phono. And I figured out that I could cut the sound in and out by holding down the tape button and pressing the phono button, and that's how I learned how to scratch, and with a Star Wars record. And then from there, I was just always curious how beats were made, and I figured out how to make tape loops with two tape decks and a turntable, and I figured out I could have infinite tracks by bouncing the tapes back and forth, but just lose sound quality. And then from there, I got a push-button sampler and a 4-track, and that's when I first started making stuff and selling it. And then the equipment just kept on evolving. Then I got a Roland MS-1, which is like an MPC, but without any sequencing or anything. You just got to hit everything live. And like that, you can only do one loop, so I would do like, I don't know, like a 16-bar loop. And from there, I got an MPC, and I'm still doing it.
Right on. Can you tell us how you formed the group Immanon?
I was trying to get my boy to rap at the time, and he didn't want to rhyme, and he's like, yo, I know this other dude, and it was Aloe, and we met up one day, and I was beatboxing, and he was rhyming, and then next thing we know, we made a... our first song, and we just kept on making it. That was like 1994 or something. And then we put a tape together and started hustling them, you know. And then a fan decided that, you know, he wanted to hear us on vinyl, and he put up money for us to be on vinyl. And that got played on Power 106, Friday Night Flavors out here, and ever, you know, just kept evolving and growing into other opportunities and new music.